Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Kiri Badradhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Gachara Jastatara Sata Shri Shri Maresi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityalibha Vishnu Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Gachara Jastatara Sata Shri Shri Mabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Kauri Vaishnavinda Ki Nama Charja Hari Rashtakor Premche Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shidvaita Giradhar Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivinda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki New Ramanriti Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki All glories to the assembled devotees, glory to the devotees, all glory Shri Guru and Garanga Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, this is chapter 17, right? Is this book marked here? Is this the right book? Remember 17 what? 16.
Last verse.
Okay, this is, I'll find it. They don't put the bookmarks in. Last verse. Okay. It's 37. Whatever it is. 37. Wow. Okay. It is marked. Okay. Vishvashraya stiti layod bhava. Vishvashraya stiti layod bhava. Hey, toradyo. Yogeshwaraya apidurathyaya yogamayo. Chaimam vidasyati sano bhagavan tyadisha. Vyadishas tatras madhiya brimrashena kiyani harta. Vishvashaya stiti layod bhava heto radyo. Yogeshwarar apidurathyaya yogamayo. Kshemam vidhasyati sano bhagavam stiyadishas. Yatras madhiya vrimashena kiyani harta. Vishvashraya stiti layod bhava heto radyo. Yogeshwarar apidurathyaya yogamaya. Kshemam vidasyati sano bhagavan tyadishas. Yatras madhiya vimrashena kiyani harta.
Amen. Anybody else?
Okay, so here we are in the words. Vishvasha of the universe. Yeah. Who? Stiti. Maintenance. Laya. Destruction. Udbhava. Creation. Hetu. The cause. Adya. The most ancient person. Yoga Ishwarai. By the masters of yoga. Api. Even. Dwarat Jaya. Cannot be easily understood. Yoga Maya. His Yoga Maya potency. Chemam. Good. Vidasati. Will do. Sa. He. Na. Of us. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tri Adisha. A controller of the three modes of material nature. Tatra. There. Asmadiya. By our. Vimishena. Deliberation. Kyan. What? Iha. On this subject. Arta. Purpose. Translation. My dear sons, the Lord is the controller of the three modes of nature and is responsible for the creation, preservation, and dissolution of the universe. His wonderful creative power, Yoga Maya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. What purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on this subject? Purport. When something is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not be disturbed, even if it appears to be a reverse according to one's calculations. For example, sometimes we see a powerful preacher is killed, or sometimes he is put into difficulty, just as Haridas Thakur was. He was a great devotee who came into the material world to execute the will of the Lord by preaching the Lord's glories, but Haridas was punished at the hands of the Qazi by being beaten in 22 marketplaces. Similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, and Prahlad Maharaj was put through so many tribulations. The Pandavas, who were direct friends of Krishna, lost their kingdom. Their wife was insulted. They had to undergo many severe tribulations. Seeing all these reverses affect devotees, one should not be disturbed. One should simply understand that in these matters, there must be some plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam's conclusion is that a devotee is never disturbed by such reverses. He accepts even reverse conditions as the grace of the Lord. One who continues to serve the Lord, even in reverse condition, is assured he will go back to Godhead, back to the Vaikuntha planets. Lord Brahma assured the Devas that there was no use in talking about how the disturbing situation of darkness was taking place, since the actual fact was that it was ordered by the Supreme Lord. Brahma knew this because he was a great devotee. It was possible for him to understand the plan of the Lord. Omagyana tamandas jagananjana shalakaya chakshunamalitan yenitasmajunya. Yogam karoti vachalam bangalangai te garinya kipatam ham bande shi guru nindana bande hang shi guru shi tabar kamalam shi guru vaishnavam sta shi rupam sagujatam sahagana raganatam tam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shi vishakam tam sta panchakal patrubhyascha kipasindu bevacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Vishvasya ya shtiti layod bhava heto rajyo, yogeshvara rapiduratya yoga mayo, kshemam vidasyati sanu bhagavan triadishas, yatras madiyo vimashena kyani harto. My dear sons, the Lord is the controller of the three modes of nature and is responsible for the creation, preservation, dissolution of the universe. His wonderful creative power, Yogamaya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. What purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on the subject? So this is the final verse here in this chapter. And it's a longer one. So here the words are Vishvasya of the universe. He's the maintainer, and he's Tradisha. There's a verse earlier, I believe, in third canon, Tradisha, mentions this Tradisha, the Lord of threes. Besides the modes of nature, he's also Lord of the Vishnus and various types of threes. He's the Lord, Ishvara, Isha. Vishvasya stiti layod bhava hetur, ahetur, asya. Or hetur, ahetur, asya, stit yud bhava. When we get to the 11th canto, there's a verse with similar words. When King Nimi was speaking with the Navayogendras, of course, they're the Yogendras, means they're the kings of yoga. And, of course, Yogi, Yogeshvara, Kilagaro, Bhagavan, Namaste, there are many Yogeshvaras, but Kunti Devi specifically points out that Krishna is the supreme Yogeshvara. In her final prayer, she talks about the Yogeshvara, Kilagaro. So as Yogeshvara, he's also Kilagaro. Here, Lord Brahma is taking the position of guru speaking. But above that, Adi Deva, the Adi Guru, Krishna, Bhagavatam, so many places, continually, this is given that Krishna is the Yogeshvara, Parta Dhanodara, the last verse of the Gita describes that Sanjaya is telling Dhritarashtra, wherever there's the supreme yogi and Arjuna, then there will always be this opulence and extraordinary qualities. He's Yogeshvara Kilagaro. So the things mentioned here in the verse also, he cannot be easily understood. Duratya Yoga Maya, Mama Maya, Duratyaya. Duratyaya is difficult. Durgam Patas, this Durga. We can always think of Durga, or if we can think of Krishna, we can think of Durga. If we think of Durga, we'll think of Krishna. We're ever seeing Maya, which is difficult to overcome, then we can think, well, this is Krishna is presenting this, so Lord Brahma is pointing this out. Also, what can we do? This is a kind of rhetorical. What would we do? Vimishami, the word is used here. Tatra Vimashena. So Shrimami Dina, this word is used to consider so many things. So we're considering throughout the material world, then the darkness is overcome here. Probably we don't have we can see darkness every night, but this type of darkness is very heavy that the devas are experiencing. Everybody's experiencing this incredible darkness. And so he's trying to alleviate their anxiety, saying, look, there's darkness, but Krishna is taking care of everything. So, because we get perplexed, even Prabhupada sometimes used the word becoming perplexed, that the demoniac power, even Krishna, we read that in the 10th canto, how sometimes that Krishna's own father was coming before and Krishna was seemingly perplexed by this material energy being so powerful, though this material energy. Vedanti Vishvam Kavyo Smanashvaram. This Vishvam that in the fifth canto prayers, the residents of Janadvi. Is it Janadvi? Yeah? What? Badrashva, he knows. Those residents, chapter 18, they had that verse, Vish. Vishwam, what did I just say? Huh? Vedanti Vishwam Kavya Swanashwaram. Even the greatest kavis. Vedanti Vishwam Kavya Swanashwaram. They speak Vedanti. They realize how this material world is, and the material energy is so powerful. Whether it's darkness, sometimes there may be some other manifestation, heavy manifestation in the material world, illusory energy. In this case, it was this heavy darkness that didn't know the birth of these Aranyaksha, Aranyakashipu was happening. And so, Vandi Vishwam Kavya Asma Nashvaram means that they, Nashvaram, they see the eventual, continual, there's four types of annihilation given in 12th canto. All these types of annihilation are going on. And not only they see it, but they speak about it, and they even realize it. Vanti Vishnu Kaveshmanashram. Pashanti Chadyatma Vido Vipaschita. They see it. Pashanti Chadyatma Vido Vipaschita. They're Vipaschita. Even then, the prayer says, they are bewildered. What is it? Tatapi Muhyanti. What? Yes, tatapi muhyanti, what? Sit closer. Anyway, they're saying, Tavaja Maya, Suvishmitam Kritchama Jam Natosmitam. Therefore, the prayer says, so many great prayers, right? So, with that one, they're all like jewels, like mansions. Jiva Goswami describes Rupa Goswami's slokas to be like mansion. A mansion, we don't have mansion. Usually I live in a little mobile home. But let's say you have a mansion, big mansion with 100 rooms. And, you know, what are you going to do in there? You go from room to room. And it's very opulent. So Jiva Goswami says these slokas are like mansions you can wander in and never, you know, and if you get lost in a mundane mansion, then you're in trouble. But if you get lost in the shlokas of Bhagavatam and Rupa Goswami, then this is no trouble. This is very amazing. So these residents in Bhadrashva, they are speaking this prayer. It's such an amazing thing that even these great sages, Tatapi Muhyanti Tavajamaya, Suvishmitam Krishna, we offer respects even to the illusory, that person who's the source of this illusory, okay, his illusory energy is going on, this darkness is going on. So Lord Brahma, his job is to keep up the spirits of these devas. He's the leader, so he's speaking like this and pacifying them. What? But you're thinking, I saw that... recently, again, wonderful thing. Vishwanath Chakravarti is speaking so many things, but it's amazing. He says, just like our mantras or Maha Mantra, you could analyze it logically or some way, but what will it do, you know? Like if you have a beautiful, he said, like a jewel or any great opulent thing. I could describe to you, this jewel is very, and it is wonderful, the description of a jewel. But if you see the jewel, so that then you understand, oh, yes. Or eat milk. You can talk for a long time telling people who've never had milk. You get some really great, perfect milk from, say, local cows, devotees' cows, and you drink it, and, ah, oh, wonderful. Or you can get some other simulated milk, or even, like, soy milk or something. But some... how can you describe the wonder? It's liquid religiosity. So you must taste, or a mango, anything like that. Mango is very nice, golden, and sometimes, you know. I know in Hawaii we have so many mangoes, they're like dropping off the trees onto the highway sometimes and driving like that, or the other fruits, and you're squishing them. It's like guavas or something like that. One devotee had a farm with guavas and bananas. There was so much of it that it was just dropping, and you could just floating around. You can barely, it's like the spiritual world. So you can try to describe, oh, the smell of the guava. If you smell the guava, you taste the milk. So similarly, we're tasting the Bhagavatam. Pibantiye Bhagavata. Therefore, it says, you drinking through the ears. Panena te deva. Oftentimes it says to drink it, relish it. It's not just like a mundane thing, but it's so wonderful. So every shloka here is always a new shloka for us, for me. In this life, we could not relish all the shlokas of Bhagavatam. We might try for a long time. Vimame rajangsi, looks like it's described. Shesho dunapi samavashiti nashaparam. The glories of Krishna are being relished by Shesha, and since time immemorial, and he's still with many, many mouths, he cannot speak and glorify. He's a manifestation of Balaram, and he cannot glorify. He's unlimited. Shinvato nasti memad vayam tu navatripyama utama shlokulya. Yat shinvatam svaru svaru means taste it. You can just taste it. Step after step, day after day, which simply those who are advanced, like just describing here, Thakur Haridas. I just quickly read through that story because it's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's 16th chapter of Adi Lila in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So the Thakur Haridas was, he's a Muslim, or generally the word is used there, Mlecha. Now, I don't know if the Muslims like that word. I mean, I'm not that familiar with there. But some of those guys, they didn't like this Haridas. I mean, they thought, you know, he's such an advanced person. They just as he folds it, just Haridas was an amazing. But they were very upset, and especially this Kazi. Kazi was a really vicious. Even the king said, you know, this Kazi is really bad. He's going to beat you if you don't stop chanting. You've taken up this Hindu religion. You were born in a very nice. You were my brother. The king was speaking with Haridas. He was seeing his very beautiful Haridas, a long arm, Janalambito. His arms were like Chaitanya were coming down, and he had all transcendental features. In fact, it says he had all mystic powers, Thakur Haridas. He's sometimes called Brahma Haridas. He's equal to Lord Brahma, and sometimes a manifestation of Prahlad. Who's counting how many glories there are of Thakur Haridas? So the king was talking with Haridas. He said, "What? You are such a high family of." Of course, for us, Muslim means they're eating meat, disgusting. But they're thinking that it's a very high thing. So for us, it's incalculable. But still, they're saying that Haridas Thakur was very equi-minded. He's speaking with him like a brother. He said, "My brother, if you just take this kalma, speak the Quran a few words, and this Kazi will leave you alone. So what is the use? Because he's going to beat you or arrest you, and ultimately you're going to have to speak or give it up. So my advice is," and the king was actually being a little friendly. Hussein, I don't know which king, but I think it's it. So probably before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Well, Haridas said, "But no, God, he's the one God for everybody, whether Muslim, Hindu. So sometimes a Hindu can convert to become Muslim, even a Brahmana. So why? So karma, pala," he was quoting so many shlokas. You can imagine Thakur Haridas was known as a Mahavidvan. He wasn't simply chanting, but he was very learned. You read, you know, some of the shlokas, Namaikam, Yasavachishma. He was quoting so many shlokas in the assembly of Majumdar all the time. Besides chanting 3 lakhs, he was manifestation of all the shastras, so sarva shastra, yeah. So he was preaching to the king, and the king was saying, Haridas Thakur finally said, "Listen," they locked him up. So when he was put into jail, there were already many respectable persons. This is, not a new thing. It says specifically, there were respectable persons in the jail, not just crooks and dacoits and gundas. And they were very happy to receive Thakur Haridas in the jail because they'd heard about him or they may have seen him before, but they were like, "Oh my God, Thakur Haridas in the jail." And some of them were able to go from one part of the jail to another just to get his darshan. So when they all gathered around, Thakur Haridas said some famous thing. "Jaina, Jaina, Thakur Thakur Jaina Rupe." He said, "You just stay the way you are." And they were, "Oh, what do you mean? Stay in jail? We ain't in jail, you know? We're not supposed to be in jail." He said, "No, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I mean, just now, you've given up all sense gratification. Maybe forcefully you're in jail, but you should keep this mentality, give up sense gratification. Anyway, Thakur Hari Das, he said to the Qazi, to the king, ultimately he said, Kande Kande, Jaina Deho, Jai Jari Pran. You can cut my body to pieces, because he was ordered. The king left it up to the Qazi that this guy can't be, you know, the Qazi said, he seemed, you know, they were all, the king and others were there, they were like really overwhelmed by Hari Das Thakur. They were like, oh, I don't know, this Thakur Hari Das, he's pretty amazing, you know. But this Qazi, he was such a rascal, total demon. He demanded that Vaish Bajar, that the Hari Das will be dragged, what is that place called? Called that one area, Ambuya or something. There are 22 marketplaces, take him to all. Usually someone would die immediately after being beaten in one or two marketplaces, finished, and throw him in the Ganga, whatever they do with you, and that's all, or whatever. It was considered inauspicious to be thrown in the Ganga, actually. They would put them on the ground or what they would do, you know. So, but Thakur Hari Das was taken out. He said, you can beat me. I won't give up. Cut my body to pieces. Kanda kanda deha. He said, Tabu ami badane ami chari harina. Will not stop chanting. You can do what you want. So, okay. So the guards were told to take him and beat him extra hard, like that. Extra, not just, I mean, have bamboo. I don't know. They beat you with bamboo. It's not, just thinking of it is like, So not very pleasant. But so Thakur Hari Das was taken, and sometimes the people were seeing, oh, look, they were lying down, begging these demons. Some of them had money. Please take money, leave him, please leave him, like that. They were so upset, the sadhus, ordinary persons, crying and rolling and trying to stop this. And there was a film made, ISKCON film, made by Hari Das. Hari Das was a filmmaker devotee, Bengali. I forgot the details of the film. I'm sure it would never show the exact horrible, how badly he was beaten. Later, Mahaprabhu revealed he had taken this beating. So ultimately, these rascals who were beating Thakur Hari Das, they became very worried and upset, because after they took him like 15 markets, 20 markets, 22 markets, that's it. Every marketplace in the whole district. So Thakur Hari Das said, oh, I see that you're, but he was still smiling. And saying, I see that you are very upset. You seem to be in anxiety, told the guards. They said, yes, because we'll be killed. We cannot kill you. It's okay. So he stopped breathing and appeared to be dead. So then they came to lift him up. They couldn't lift him. It was like, you know, they just couldn't lift him. Imagine these big guards. It's like, oh. And they checked his breathing. He was dead. They couldn't lift him to put him in the Ganga. So finally he submitted, and they threw him in the Ganga, and he just swam away. So don't try this at home. But these are our role models, like Thakur Hari Das. Another thing mentioned is, of course, Prahlad's mentioned. Prahlad Maharaj. All the tortures that he went through, and the Pandavas are mentioned. Yuyam Naloke Bhattaburi Bhaga. There's one verse given twice in Bhagavatam, 7th canto. In 10th chapter, again, it's given in the 15th chapter, where Narad Muni was encouraging the Pandavas. After hearing all about Prahlad Maharaj, especially this very end of the 7th canto, then they might have been feeling like, wow, you know, we're not so, this Prahlad Maharaj is so great. He said, look, you young look, but the Bodhi Bhaga, the Krishna himself, Muneo Bhyanti, all the great sages come to your house. You Pandavas, Buri Bhaga, you are so fortunate. You don't even realize how fortunate. Krishna is here acting as your, sometime as your servant, as your guru. He's your friend and your relative, all this. So he was encouraging these Pandavas. Yuyam loke guram manusha lingam, guram param brahma manusha lingam. Krishna, as in the form of a manusha lingam, the form of a human being, he's staying in your house. All the sages are coming from all over the universe. Those sages themselves can purify. Punana bhyanti. Punana. They can purify the whole world. And they're coming to your house. When we see a shloka given twice, and again by Narad Muni twice, then, you know, it's a great... But these Pandavas, they also suffered. We can hear about it. When they came to see Bhishma Dev, Yudhishthira, especially in anxiety, and Bhishma Dev... Nanda Suti saying, Aho kashtam, aho nyayam. Panda, what is it? Huh? Yadyuyam dharmanandana. Aho kashtam, you suffered so much. Jivitum, you shouldn't have even lived through all this suffering. It was so devastating, how Dhritarashtra and his son, especially, put through so many tortures. And that's described in detail by Kunti Devi. Vishan Mahagne Purusha, what is it? Purushara. The Kunti Devi has so many prayers, 30. So in the beginning, she says, Namashe Purusham Tvajam Ishvaram Prakate Param. She's praising Krishna. But in it, no, but in that prayer, Vishan, she enumerates all Purushara, Vishan Mahagne. That how we were given over to man-eaters. Purushada means, and Asat Sabaya, put into the assembly of rascals, Duryodhan. So she's enumerating in her prayers. And Bhishma Dev, I know when I first joined, we had first canto only, and we were told by the authorities, the temple president, Prabhupada said to memorize Kunti's prayers, memorize Bhishma's prayers. So how many people have memorized? So here we are 55 years later, but even in the first canon, we have all this unlimited nectar. Kshemam Navindanti, this word is here, Kshemam Navindanti, Binayarapranam. In Sukadev's prayers, in the second canon, he described Tapasvino, Dana Paraya Sasvino. We've talked about this whole list, but this word is used. Kshemam Navindanti Binayarapranam. You cannot get any good even if you're a tapasvi, even if you're a big jnani manasvino. You can speak so many mantras. Sometimes we see, nowadays all the videos are coming on your phone immediately, you see. And people are saying, and then they're giving courses how to chant mantras. It's like, wow, it sounds really good. But then you think, well, when are they going to chant Hare Krishna? They're chanting so many mantras, but so that's not there many times. But at least they're getting a little closer. They're chanting so many Maha Mantra. Namaikam Yashavachi Smaranam. This is one of the prayers from Padma Purana that Haridas Thakur was speaking also. Nama Aikam, just that one chanting of the holy name. Aikam, Nama Aikam, Nama Aikam Yasavachi. If it, Smaranapatam, Shrotumalam, it enters the ears, it's on the mouth, Shrotumba, Shudamba Shudavaranam, even if it's impure, even if it's broken, not spoken exactly right, it's still wonderful. But then he says, Deha, what does it say? In the final couple of lines, he describes that, but pashanda, if one is an offender or loba pashanda madhye, loba means he's still full of greed, shigram evatra vipra, it won't happen that fast. We see in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, so many written first few verses, it tells us sadyo hitya varujate, immediately can happen. So if one is coming to the Paramahansa stage, it can happen immediately. But if one maintains so many namabhas, aparad, abhaso chapyati, still they can be purified by the chanting Hare Krishna. So Thakur Haridas was promulgating, chanting Hare Krishna mainly. And after that, coming out of the river and people saw Haridas Thakur, they, wow. They were saying, look, we're going to beat you. And if you're really such a great person, then we'll see. Of course, they were thinking, there's no way this guy is going to die after two marketplaces. No, Thakur Haridas was beaten. All Baish Bajar, all 22 marketplaces still. So Bhishma Dev, when he was advising the Pandavas and is lying on the bed of arrows, there's a very nice instructions there. I have to admit, I didn't memorize all of them. He has many instructions in Mahabharata, and we only get a few in the Bhagavatam. Bhaktyavesha Manoyim, one is absorbed. He's speaking to the Pandavas. You didn't deserve to even live. There was so much suffering somehow because you were protected by Vipra, Dharma Vipra Achyuta, Ashraya, because you took shelter of all the Dharma and the Shastras and the Brahmanas. So therefore you were able to live, especially Yudhisthira. And just see, you had Bhima and Arjuna, the great warriors. Still, somehow or other, you suffered. And Kunti Devi, she enumerates it all. Finally, Vipadak Santu Takshashva Tatrat. All those miseries, let them come again. Vipada. There's Vipada Padam Yad Vipadam Natesham. And Prabhupada's invoking here at the end of the purport. Famous shloka, which Tatenu Kampam Sushi Mikshamano Punjana Ivatmakatam Vipakam. How does it go? Huh? Hid Vagvapu Bir Vididanamaste Jivete Yo Bhakti Mukti Pade. Famous verse that Sarvabhauma wanted to change it. Such a great verse, but Sarvabhauma wanted to change it, Mukti Pade to Bhakti Pade. Yeah, he probably could, but he wasn't quite that powerful. How can you change? It's just like when Prabhupada was told by the pandits from the Balabha Sampradaya that Prabhupada should change the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, by one, there were two letters written because they, somehow or other, BTG had printed the pastime of Balabha Bhat with Chaitanya Prabhu, how Balabha Bhat was called a duck among swans and a prostitute, Swamina Manile, Beshir, that if you don't accept, anyway, this long story, but they read that in BTG, and then Prabhupada kind of chastised the devotee. He said, don't put that. Especially, it became something that Sumati Maharaji, she had financed Prabhupada, very friendly with Prabhupada, a great supporter, but she didn't like it either. So this whole pastime that Mahaprabhu called Balabha Bhat, Balabha is their acharya. He's a great acharya. But still, Mahaprabhu was not afraid or not hesitant to call him someone who doesn't accept a swami, of course, in Vedic culture. Swami means husband. And there's a play on words by Mahaprabhu, wonderful play on words. Anyway, the letter came to Prabhupada. One letter was so offensive that I think Giriraj, whoever got the letter, they threw it, just tossed it away. There were two letters from two acharyas. And one of the letters was given to Prabhupada. And that letter, this acharya was demanding that Prabhupada change the Chaitanya-charitamrita. And Prabhupada said, how I can change what Kaviraj Goswami has written 500 years ago is not going to happen. Prabhupada is very diplomatic, always. He said, I'm sorry, this is in a Mahaprabhu and Balabha, they were in a joking mood, and great friends, so you should take it like that. Why? Don't become upset. So don't think you can change the Shastras, or even Sarvabhauma, as great as he was, he could not change that Mukti Pade. Krishna has different names. So we can get this mood from reading the mood of how the Pandavas suffered, and how Kunti spoke her prayers that let those Vipada come again and again. We don't mind. Vipada Santu Tatra Tatra Jagad Bhavato darshanam, because we'll get the darshan if we. So Brahmaji is also expecting the darshan now, and they will get darshan of Nrisingadev, Varaha. Of course, it must take some time. It must take a long time in between. We have no calculation how long it takes, but still, they'll be getting the darshan of these avatars. I like the way Prabhupada says. He assured the demigods that there was no use in talking about how the disturbing situation of darkness was taking place, since the actual fact, it was ordered by the Supreme Lord. It cannot be Adyo Narayana Sakshat Bhagavan. It's one of the prayers also that, how's that go? Aishavai Bhagavan Sakshat Adyo Narayana Puma. Then the last line, Mohayan. This is Bhishma Deva in this arrow bed. Never said. What does he say? That last line? Mohaya. He is deluding everybody with his mystic power. Huh? Mohaya Mayam Lokan. Gudas Charity. He's moving among the Vishnis and deluding. Just imagine he's Krishna himself, and many times they're in this yoga maya thinking, oh, saketi matva prasabam niruktam. How Krishna is speaking.
Maybe you can ask Krishna how he feels hearing about his own leader.
I can ask?
Yeah.
You can ask.
I always wonder.
Vishnu, that's described by Arjuna in so many places. Manyase iti tat shakyam. If you think I can see your mystic, great, powerful form, then please give me divyam didami te chakshu pashyame yogam aishvaram. If I'm able to buy your yogam aishvaram, you can give me divine eyes I can see. And this is very nice expose of Krishna's mystic power in the 11th chapter of the Gita. We have some recording of Prabhupada chanting Bhagavad Gita. And he gets up to 1129. If anyone can say what's 1129 right now, I'm forgetting. But Prabhupada was, apparently he chanted the whole thing. It was lost. We don't know. I asked Gurudas because he was there. And Gurudas, what happened after 1129? You know? I was really frustrated. And he said, I thought he chanted the whole thing. We don't know if he chanted the whole thing, it was gone. But still, doesn't stop us from reading Bhagavad Gita. In fact, anyone who hears Gita, who repeats and hears the conversation, just like Sanjaya said, my hair is Vishmayo. I'm so amazed my hairs are standing. If I hear this conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, my samsmritya sankalpa, and I just think of it. So one doesn't have to be there, no. Same thing, Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Thakur Vrindavan Das, they're saying, if one hears about this pastime of Thakur Haridas and speak any of these pastimes, Prahlad Maharaj, Pandavas, again and again we're relishing, years and years, decades and decades, never tire. And it's given just perfectly, all the prayers. Okay, so we can continue that. Order is there from Prabhupada. Even first canto, you memorize. I remember Hridayananda was memorizing first canto. And he got a letter, I think he was in Houston. I know he told it to me in Houston in 71. He told us that he got a letter. He told Prabhupada he was memorizing the first canto. And so Prabhupada wrote him back, thank you very much. So you want to please Prabhupada and memorize the first canto, second canto. When you're finished, you're tired, then memorize. I remember Gopi Pranadana was memorizing first canto, second canto, third. I don't know how far he got. So it's possible if your brain is... Kova, Kadamba, Kadiba, Kadeti, even Brahmaji in his prayer in the 10th canon, 14th chapter, so many prayers. 40, right? We decided there's 40, exactly. So one of them, Koveti Bhuma, Yogeshwaro Tir Bhagavan. How does it go? Bhavatas Trilokyam. No, he's the Lord of the three lokas beside Adishvara. So Brahmaji is saying, within the three worlds, we don't know how these pastimes, where they're going on, Kaba, Kadamba, how many there are, where, when, how. There's no end. Koveti Bhumam. Bhumam means Krishna, the greatest. We have no conception. Koveti Bhumam Bhagavan. Yogeshwaro Tir. What is it? Trilokyam. That Faba Kadamba Katiba Kadeti Vistarian Kritisi Yoga Maya. This Yoga Maya is going on. There's no calculation. Brahmaji is most intelligent person within the universe. He cannot conceive Janante Vijanantu Kimbahukcha. Others, they can maybe try to speculate, just like it's Brahma's telling them, don't bother. Says the same similar thing in his prayers. Janante Janantu. Let them say. They. How funny is that? Brahma saying, I don't know. Kimbahukcha name Prabho, Manaso Vapaso. Bacho, by my words, body, mind, any intelligence, I cannot calculate. What's the last line? By Bhavan Tabagotra. It's beyond my power. My power to understand. Either body, mind, words, no way. Okay, so any comments, questions?
Very nice. So Yudhishthir was lamenting. It's either to Narada or to Gopakumara. He said, I am afraid that if people were to see our sufferings, they would lose faith in our Lord Krishna.
Yeah, that's probably the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I think.
Was that to Narada or to Gopakumara?
Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I mean, Mukunda can say. Yeah, I remember. More comments, Mukunda? G? What?
Why am I randomly commenting? No, very nice class. I also remember one sannyasi was visiting. Was it the brother of Srila Radha Govind Maharaj? Who was here sometime?
Radha Raman.
Yeah, he came?
Yeah.
Because I was listening online. So he did make a very good point about this chapter. The chapter's come to a close now. But he mentioned very nicely, because Narasimha Prahlad Charit is really so expansive, and Srila Bhakti Sanan Saraswati Thakur used to speak this Charit even at Radha Kund, and it's explained that Gadadhar Pandit at Tota Gopinath would speak this katha to Mahaprabhu and his associates, because in this charit, there's so much prem. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to establish prem for Krishna. And in this charit, there's so much prem. And he went on to describe the discussion between Lord Narayan and the four Kumaras. And he mentioned there how Bhagavan consistently referred to Jai and Vijay as mine. And he said, and I'm giving respect to the Brahmins, but he referred to Jai and Vijay as mine. Rupa Goswami gave the first definition of prem, Samyakta Masranito Swanto Mamita Tusankita. So he mentions that the first real establishment of prem is mamita towards that person. So Narayan was showing so much mamita towards Jai and Vijay. So really this whole leela is so important, because really the leela of Jai and Vijay's descent is to teach really what is prem. And the acharyas say, if you don't catch that here, you won't catch it in the Rasa Panchadhyay. Understand? So if you don't understand love here, you'll never, huh? This is written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that if you don't understand prem in this Narasimha Prahlad Charit, then you will not understand it in Rasa Panchajaya.
Prema Gadgadaya Vacha Tanyasta Hidayaksha. Okay, yes, that's... So, yeah, sometimes it's minimized that let's jump only to the Panchadai and all that. But, yes, we should relish it, of course. But Mahaprabhu himself was hearing this pastime hundreds of times.
So in the purport, you know, it mentioned so many persecutions, but it gives the direction that we should not be disturbed by it. So that seems so extremely difficult to be able to follow. Like, this is like a small example, but when Prabhupada saw, you know, people coming around in Mayapur after the devotees had eaten, they were so hungry that they would take the leaf plates and they would lick the plates. So immediately Prabhupada, you know, made sure that people were fed from, you know, a certain circumference, 10 miles, 15 miles. So sometimes, how can you not be disturbed when you see things that are terrible going on? And aren't we supposed to do what we can to counteract it? And then if we can't, we just, you know, we chant knowing that's...
Well, Brahma's doing something. I mean, he's saying, Sarvam Kalakatam Manye, just like Bhishma Dev's prayer, where he's saying, we cannot, how does that verse, before he's gone, we cannot calculate is the plan of the Lord. Even the greatest Dev is all bewildered, but it doesn't mean that we, it's raining, we don't use the umbrella. So, but still, just talking about it, he said, that's not, just follow the, you know, let Krishna do his thing. That just like, clouds are carried by the air, by Ganavali, by yeah. So what is that? That line? Huh? No, the one that is the prayer is the plan of the Lord. Na yasya karachidra janpuman vedavidhi dan yad vijigasa. Even the greatest gyanis are trying to figure out the plan. They cannot figure it out. Muhyantiya Soraya, the Devas. So he's also saying, but he's pacifying. He's not just doing nothing. Prahlad Maharaj wasn't doing nothing. He was instructing all his schoolmates. Chaka Haridas was preaching. He was chanting. So there's a difference between being disturbed. Being disturbed, don't be disturbed. What does that mean? Yas man lo vijate loko lokana vijate cha hasha masha. The whole last half of the 12th chapter of the Gita describes Bhakti Man, that Samapriya, that one who's dear to Krishna. He doesn't get disturbed, but he's also Advaishta Sarvabhutam, Maitra. He's friendly, merciful. So we don't stop being merciful, but at the same time, sit down, oh. Prabhupada said, sometimes we're disturbed, all these demons. Late Lord Chaitanya himself, he was asking Thakur Haridas. Kone, we have Sabar Kone. When I see these cow killers, killers of Brahmanas, and there was going on big time at that time. Mahaprabhu, he was saying, I'm disturbed. I'm feeling anxiety. So Thakur Haridas said, don't feel anxiety. The kirtan is going on unlimitedly, even the pratidvani. When there's the echo of the kirtan, that's not an echo, but actually that's the kirtan of the non-moving. What to speak of, he said, Damstri, even the Muslim, he gave so many things. Damstri, Damstra, Hata, Mlocho, Harameti, Puna, Puna. That even the Mlocho is crying, they have some term, I guess they say, Haram, Haram. It means, oh no, I'm getting killed. So a guy was getting killed by a dangstri, dangstra, by the horn of a boar. Apparently, it's been going on for a long time. But he was chanting, ha-ra. So Jiva Goswami is giving us that even if... So this chanting is going on. We don't stop it. It's disturbing. But someone who doesn't take advantage, at the end of when Thakur Haridas was being enticed by Maya Devi personified, So one of the last verses there, very wonderful. Avanyaya je nabashi seji cha. Someone who doesn't take advantage of this inundation of prema that's going on during Mahaprabhu's time, especially. Avanyaya means a flood. Avanyaya je nabashi. He can at least float, even if he doesn't swim and dive. If he at least floats in it, then Sejeev Char, he's considered very fallen. Then Koti Kalpi, Nahika Nishtar. Koti Kalpi, something Nahika Nishtar. He will not get delivered for Koti Kalpi, hundreds and millions of kalpas. That's pretty heavy duty when you read that. It's Kaviraj Goswami giving us a little friendly reminder.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for a wonderful class again. When these devotees are in trouble and anxiety, you get their heartfelt prayer, which really reveal a lot about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Draupadi, you know, she when she called on Govinda, you know, you get her heartfelt prayer. And even Prahlad, when he was being tortured, he was praying continuously. So when devotees are put in difficulty, it's not like they're just put in difficulty to show other people that you know, that these are the desires of the Lord, but also that you see their great devotion. You know, you see the prayers when they pray in the situation like that, Queen Kunti. You know, you see that their real understanding of who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is.
Yes, there's an exact Bengali verse. What does it say? The Mukunda knows it, Pundarik knows. That actually, Paramananda Sukh, the devotee appears to be in dukkha, great misery, but actually he's experienced the grief. What's the first word? Yadi Vaishnavera du Yadi. One sees
External.
Bahya that he's suffering, but actually, what's the last line? Janya hoy nishchoy. Nishchoy means certainly Paramananda Sukh. He's experiencing the highest. I mean, people said to Prabhupada sometimes, "Oh, Prabhupada, you look kind of sad in this photograph." Prabhupada said, "No, I was very ecstatic there." No, you can't.
In Amsterdam? 3 days
he was in a grave.
Then they asked him. Prabhupada said, "I'm so happy, I'm trying to control it. Looks like..."
Prabhupada was in the Bowery, even in the early days, even in Bowery, he was telling Lower East Side, and there was many bums lying around, drunkards, and winter, and it looks like miserable. Prabhupada said, "But actually," he said, "do you see this? To you, it looks very bad, but for me, it is Goloka." And Prabhupada was enduring. I mean, I was there for 7 months. Prabhupada, for the last 3 months minimum, gradually Prabhupada was becoming more and more. I remember how shocked we were. Prabhupada get back from England, and he became like just a living skeleton. He came through the back gate right near his room. And we're watching, and I was like, oh. People were flipped out. He had lost, you know, he was already thin when he left, and then he lost another 20 pounds. I mean, and he stayed like that for months, weeks. And the different doctors said, we never see anyone tolerate this type of, everyone dies way before this time. So Prabhupada was like a great yogi, tolerating that, right up to the last second. So.
I have one more comment. No. You know, this movie just came out, this Narasingha movie.
I heard of it.
Yeah. I went to see it. All the devotees were there. And I couldn't understand why Krishna had to make Jai and Vijay come here so they could fight. But when I saw the movie, it was a tremendous fight. This might be Maya, but it was a tremendous fight, and I had to see why he had to use his servant as, you know.
Well, I'm glad that people like the movie. Can we have the mic back?
because they were so strong, they were trained by Sukracharya and they had all these mystic powers. And the, right, that's I this whole thing, like they're saying, they're spending so much time on this giant Vijay coming and Krishna relationship. But even in the fight, you could see, I don't know, you could feel how Krishna really care about them. But the fight was tremendous. It was, I mean, he couldn't fight with an ordinary, you know.
Yeah,
person.
Were there any prayers in there, Prahlad's prayers or anything?
Oh. Oh, Prahlad, it was fantastic. I mean, Prahlad, the person.
Who's handling the mic? That person left.
Oh.
Take up the job of the microphone passer, please. Go get the mic. Oh, please get the mic. Okay.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, we have other people talking. Okay.
Well, back to what Mukunda Prabhu was saying. He mentioned Radharaman Maharaj and how he said something so sweet. And I remember about Radha Govinda Maharaj.
Who Maharaj?
Radha Govinda.
Okay.
Radha Govinda Maharaj, his brother.
Yeah.
And he, you know, the prayer you were quoting of Bhishma Dev.
Yeah.
Esha hi Bhagavan Sakshat. So very sweetly he mentioned the word Esha. Just this one word. And he said, Esha. He said, so Bhishma Dev was pointing to Krishna. You know, right, the Pandavas are sitting there. And he's saying, Esha, Esha hi Bhagwan Sakshat. So just made it very sweet, you know, a visualization of how Bhishma Dev was talking to the Pandavas and saying that this is your intimate friend, him. He's the one who is the controller. He's Sakshat Bhagwan. just that sweetness, the aspect of the use of word Esha. Anyway.
Okay, can you put the mic back or somebody? We can have an assembly line or a handoff or something like a relay. All right, give it to Mukunda then. Give it to Mukunda.
Yeah, actually, this Leela is so, so important. So in the Krishna Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami has mentioned exactly why the whole Leela takes place. So he says, Itam jaya jayo sanakari syap vyajema. So the word vyajema means on the pretense. On the pretense of a curse, kevalam Bhagavan lilarto, to perform Bhagavan's lila, this took place. Then he quotes from Padma Purana, Padma uttakande gajanusrena cha vinodaya swabhakta chittakarsha yuda adikrida. So the whole lila took place in order for Bhagavan to taste vir ras, because ras cannot be tasted without a, it's called a lamban, means there has to be an object of the ras and a subject of the love that creates the ras. So for instance, Rupa Goswami described that when Krishna was fighting with Charan and Mustika, he did not taste any ras. But when he fought with Jai and Vijay in those three birds, he tasted vira ras. You understand? So this lila was meant exclusively, kevalam means exclusively, for that purpose. That's why he did not need to come to save Prahlad. He only appeared in the pillar to prove satyam vidantum nija britta bhashitam, that what Prahlad said was true. But why didn't he show up earlier when Prahlad was poisoned or when the soldiers attacked him? Because Prahlad was completely protected by Harinam, because Harinam's not different from Bhagavan. So who did Nrisimhadev show up? Also, did Prahlad ask that I want to see a lion half man? He didn't ask for any of that. Who asked for that? That was Jai and Vijay in Hiranyakashipu, in form as Hiranyakashipu. So the Lord really appeared for this Leela with them. That's why after he kills Hiranyakashipu and he keeps all of the promises, Naka Ankur Upatita Ritsararuham. First of all, he sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. Whenever he would come to the Swarga, Indra would always go, Swagatam Idamasam, please welcome Bhagavan, have a seat. He would never sit on the throne of Indra. But after Hiranyakashipu sat on that throne, he sat on.
What was the throne doing at the doorway?
Huh? The doorway. That's it's like doorway, but not inside, outside. But anyway, he sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu, it's mentioned.
And Naka Urupatita Ritsaroham. Saroham is like a lotus. So he held up Haranyakasipu's heart like a lotus. He took his entrails and made a garland. The first time I saw this picture was in Brooklyn in Henry Street. And, you know, I thought the Brooklyn Temple was very beautiful. Radha Govinda was very beautiful. Then I saw that picture. And I was like, what kind of thing is going on? Like, what kind of thing is this? But actually that is the most beautiful, emblematic symbol of love between the devotee and Bhagavan. He actually glorified that Haranyakasipu, Name Bhakta Pranashati, my devotee's praying can never perish. Because the description of love is Savatta Dongsarayitam, Yad Api Dongsakarane. Love can never be broken. Yad Bhava Bandhano Yuno Prem Parikyatita. That love becomes stronger even when a cause arises for it to break. So the love between Jaya and Vijaya is what's on display here. And it's to teach us how much prem is there between Bhagavan and his devotee. That's why I mentioned you'll first see prem here, then you can understand something of the prem of Radha and Krishna. But first prem will be seen here, how much the Lord loves his devotees.
So that's all in Krishna Sandarbha
quotes this verse. Krishna then he Sandarbha. Quotes Padma Puran to prove that the purpose was for Yuda Adi Krida.
Okay, so one thing is I want to ask that question about he didn't experience Virya Ras with Charan
and Mustika.
Why is it?
Because Charan and Mustika had Pratikul Bhav. It means they were under the order of Kamsa to kill Krishna.
Wait, they also had a Pratikul Bhav, but previously preconceived that would be a relationship.
Actually, Jaya and Vijay. Not the Bhav, because Bhav is their prem, and the prem can't be broken. So that's why he says sap vyajema. The sap, the curse, was vyajema. It was a pretense. Because prem can't be broken. Yes. No, not in Charan Mustika. In Jaya and Vijaya. They never had a Bhav. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. But for Charan and Mustika, it's not there because they have a pratikul bhav, means they had animosity towards Krishna. But Krishna was smiling when he was fighting with them because he's Atmaram. You understand? But there was no ras because ras requires an alamban. It means it has to have somebody who has a bhav, like you're saying, a stai bhav, and then he's the object of that stai bhav. Like Rupa Goswami saying, stai bhav utrasa prokta Sri Krishna Vishayini Rati. So, but Charan Mustika had no particular bhav towards Krishna. So that's why no ras is tasted there. But he wants to taste ras, so that's why that verse says, Vinodaya so bhakti chitta karsha. He attracted the hearts of his devotees, Vinodaya, to taste the pleasure, yuda adi krida, of the pastime of fighting.
Okay, anyone else need a mic?
With who?
That clock stopped, so I thought it was 8:45, but actually it's way late.
What? Next time, tomorrow.
Same thing with Robin, same thing. Sishupal and Dantavakar, except that it's not really fighting, but the insults, everything. Same thing.
So there is Bhav there with those guys, you said?
Yes, all three birds.
Because they're the same person, people.
Yeah.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam.